Righto, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith. Welcome to Monday.
Morning, Mike.
That sentiment in the US is souring, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. So yeah, consumers are getting a bit perturbed about all the stock market volatility, and not surprisingly, and all the uncertainty around tariffs. So yeah, this is a University of Michigan survey for March. And that posts a 10.5% decline from February, and you know, quite a bit below estimates as well. It's 27% below a year ago, and it's actually the lowest since November 2022. And yeah, consumers are getting a bit worried about what the future holds. You look at the future expectations measure, that was down 15% on a monthly basis, and it's 30% lower than a year ago. And it's not just Democrats that are concerned about situations, it's Republicans as well, so their expectations fell 10%. And yeah, not surprisingly, all this goes with the concerns around a higher inflationary environment. So the one-year inflation outlook, that spiked to just under 5%. That's the highest since November 2022. And the five-year outlook, 3.9%. Now, you have to go back to February 1993 to get that sort of read. So it does also contradict that data we had last week about the consumer price index sort of being under control and wholesale prices flat. And I suppose consumers just, they aren't buying the White House's claim that tariffs are a one-off shock. And I suppose that also goes against what the economic textbooks will tell you. So it'll be interesting to see what the Fed makes of all this. They meet this week. They're expected to hold and probably will adopt a wait-and-see approach and until, I suppose, all the dust settles on these trade manoeuvrings.
Okay, and then we come back home and these food prices. Month on month looked okay. Fruit and veggies are down and all of that sort of stuff. So what do we make into the annual figure? Are we worried or not?
Yeah, so the annual figure was not so good news. So food prices up 2.4% annually. That followed a 2.3% increase in January. So it's grocery food. That was up 4.3%. And particularly dairy, milk higher. But look at butter. The average price of 500-gram block, $7.32 in February. That's 60% higher than this time last year. So that's sort of certainly upsetting things. Fruit and veggies, they were lower, down 6%. Kumara, potatoes and onions. And as you say, this helped the monthly figure. So prices for food actually fell 0.5% in February. So that's quite good news. And that was after they rose almost 2% in January. Also, there was some sweet news for chocolate lovers, Mike. So Valentine's Day special saw box chocolate prices down 26% in the month. But there's some other interesting reading with some of those other selected price indices. So good news for travellers. International airfares down 5% in the 12 months. So overall looking pretty good. Feels like we're getting an encouraging picture for inflation.
Yep.
Although tariffs do have the potential, I suppose, to upset the apple cart, as it were.
Indeed. But what about A2?
What about A2? Up 7% on Friday. So it wasn't a company-specific announcement. It's more about what's happening in China, their main market. Basically, government agencies are trying to get the birth rate going again. Now, that has really struggled in recent years over there, despite the one-child policy going in 2015. Then they've had the two-child policy in 2016. But actually, yeah, we started going the other way. So consumer living costs, career priorities, the pandemic obviously didn't help. And you actually saw China have its first population fall in decades back in 2022. So, yeah, officials are trying to get things going. So the Inner Mongolian capital of Hohhot, that's offering up to 100,000 yuan for families to have a third child. That's around about 24,000 Kiwi. So it's not small beer there. Or 50,000 for those having a second. And some cities that have introduced measures are already having some success. Tiananmen, that's seen the increase in newborns by 17% over the past year since they've introduced policies. So this is good news for infant milk demand with more babies. A2's actually been doing quite well in China anyway, despite a shrinking infant milk market. They've been able to position themselves as a premium brand that's benefited the financials. We saw them declare its first dividend recently, and also showing up on the price charts. Shares now up almost 50% year to date.
I like it. What are the numbers?
So numbers actually were something to like on Friday as well. So amidst all the volatility last week, so the Dow up 1.7%, S&P 500 up 2.1%, NASDAQ up 2.6%, FTSE 100 up 1.1%, Aussie was up 0.5%, so was the NZX 50, 12,266. Commodities, gold down $5, 2,984. Oil up 63 cents, 67 spot 18. Currencies, Kiwi also flying higher, 57.5 against the US, that was up 0.9%. Australian dollar 90.9 higher, British pound 44.5, we're higher by 1% there as well. And against the yen, up 1.5%, 85.5. This week, no doubt we've got the ongoing developments around tariffs, but we've got half-year results from Fonterra, speaking of dairy, the warehouse, we've got some manufacturing and service data, we've got another dairy auction. And are we still in recession? We've got fourth quarter GDP numbers. Just offshore, we've got Nike and FedEx. We've got China retail sales, US retail sales, building permits, and, Mike, a big week for central banks, Bank of Japan, Bank of England, and, of course, the Fed. What will they say about all these tariff developments?
Fantastic. All right, catch up soon, mate. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.